Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 76, Indiana Jones, Epic Stunt Spectacular. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 76 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So about 2 weeks ago, I went with some of our friends to Kings Island, an amusement park outside of Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, I grew up going to the sister park, Kings Dominion, it's in Virginia, so I was looking forward to comparing this park to that. Instead, Tracy and I would find ourselves comparing it to Walt Disney World. You know, the attractions were just simply attractions here, without the build-up or theming you find in a Disney park. Themed buildings were just very simply done, where stores and sponsors' logos dominated the building, taking away from any aesthetic that was done. And shows, well, let's just say they looked like the people in them almost didn't care at all. And that definitely cannot be said about today's memory. In this show, if you're checked out or don't care, someone could seriously get hurt or worse. I'm of course talking about the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular in Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's a marvel of timing and precision. The music accompaniment to this is of course just stellar because it's John Williams. And the lighting and effects easily transport you to a place where you swear you're watching the movie unfold right before your eyes. As usual, we received this request for this memory via an email from Mike. He wrote, "I first saw the Indiana Jones stunt show as a kid in early 1990s. I remembered being very excited to see this show because I love the Indiana Jones movies, although my mom had to explain to me that this wasn't Harrison Ford getting chased by a man with a ball. This made me upset because I really wanted his autograph to go in my autograph book. Nonetheless, I still enjoyed watching Indiana avoid those traps, fighting it out with the bad guys, and feeling the heat from the huge fireballs. On every trip back to the Hollywood Studios, I still call it MGM, haha, I always make sure that the show is one of the attractions I experience." As usual, I tossed it out to you, the listeners, for any of your memories or thoughts on this show and got the following responses. On Facebook, Daniel wrote, "Being a huge fan of the Indiana Jones, I couldn't wait to see this show on our first trip and it didn't let me down. The stunts and the special effects were great, a must-see at Hollywood Studios. Great suggestion and story, Mike, and you too, Daniel, thank you. I too have a favorite memory I have to share. You see, I was one of those extras picked to actually be in the show. Now, sadly, I wasn't thinking, and I took my recorder off and handed it to my family before going on stage. Now, the mic would have actually been under my smock because I don't have my binaural microphones yet, but still would have been cool to share. For now, stay tuned after the memory and I'll recount what I can remember from being in the show. Now, today's memory is going to have to be spliced together from two trips in 2006. Most of the final audio will be from our anniversary trip in 2006, where Tracy's folks had joined us, but I'm having to splice in a solo trip from earlier in 2006 also, because the audio from our anniversary trip is partially corrupted from a hard drive crash that I talk about in Memory 18A. So I'm going to have to splice in the first scene from the March 2006 trip, but unfortunately this audio is only in stereo. So we'll start out the memory as the participant selection is just starting. Tracy and I and her parents are seated and listen to the selection going on. As the selection finishes, we'll switch over to the stereo memory from earlier in 2006 for a little bit. And then we'll stay with that memory, and as the extras are introduced while they're switching to the Cairo Marketplace, we'll join back to that binaural memory from December of 2006 once again. Our memory today is mostly in binaural, like I said, so I suggest putting those headphones on now. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we watch the second unit in action.
Outrageous. to go to makeup and wardrobe. Sometimes they have to wait around on the set for a very long time. So these extras, they're going to demonstrate their patience by doing some poses. Now I'm going to start with Flower Guy. What happened, man? Did you lose your luggage? No? Do you speak English? You do? What's your name? Hi, Abdul. Nice to meet you. Where are you from? Morocco. That's a nice place to be from. Come on over here, Abdul. You know what? I saw you. You were doing like the funky chicken or something. I don't know what you're doing. So I like that. So I'm going to give you your own spotlight, and I'm going to give you a special pose. Are you ready? You, Abdul, should do this. Oh, yeah, baby. It's all you. That shirt and everything. What do you got? Here we go. Here comes Abdul. Yeah! Good face, too. Good face. You're good. Okay, one more time. One more time. Perfect, yeah. Freeze! Abdul, don't move. You're frozen in time. You're a popsicle. You're frozen. You're a statue. I'll be right back. Yeah. Come here. Come here, pretty girl. Come here. What's your name? Gee, how are you? Where are you from? From here? Come on. Hi, baby. Welcome. First visit. What's your name? Hi, Laura. Where are you from? Louisiana. You're so cute. Giggly. Okay, here's the deal. We're shopping in Cairo. We're having a great time. Abdul, can you get your leg up a little bit higher? Yeah. We're having a great time. We're hanging out. We're having fun. Somebody scares us. The idea is to hold a dramatic pose, but it's frozen in time. Maybe, you know, big and dramatic. Okay, you ready? Hit it. Perfect. Don't move. Especially you, Louisiana. Don't even giggle. Stay right there. Hold your pose. Abdul, hold it steady. Hi, Matt. What's your name? Hi, Jeff. Where are you from?
James. Come here, James.
Everybody give it up for James from New York. New York. Come on over here, buddy. James said he's 5 and a half and his birthday's in July. And what's your teacher's name?
Miss Cooper Schmidt.
All right, Miss Cooper Schmidt, we love you. Okay, you ready to say those three magic words? Okay, loud and proud. Here we go.
Life.
Thank you.
Well, boss, I thought it might look better that way. The hardest part was keeping my hat on.
Well, you just make sure it stays on. Indiana Jones would never lose his hat, right?
Right.
Ready to move on?
Ready when you are.
Get the shot, Kevin?
Yes, sir, we got it.
Chris, move us on. Next setup, please.
All right, strike the tempo. We're coming down to Cairo in 5 minutes. Hey, everybody, welcome to our set. My name is Chris Langston. I'm the assistant director of the second unit. Second unit shoots exciting stunt and action scenes for movies like Raiders of the Lost Ark. Today, you're going to see how stunt work on a second unit is created. First, I want you to meet somebody. Hey, boss.
Yeah.
Jim Marley.
Ed.
Come here. Everyone, this is Harrison Ford stunt double, Ed Canuta.
Thank you.
Thank you, boss.
Hey. Chris.
Great job.
Thanks.
That scene looked terrific. You looked dangerous, too. How'd you pull it off?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just making it up as I go.
Good answer.
Now, come on, were you scared?
Are you kidding? I'd have to be crazy not to be. That boulder is incredibly heavy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the strongest crew in the world!
Alright, so it's not a real boulder.
No.
It's not a cotton ball either.
No, it's not a real boulder. It's not a cotton ball, though. That boulder does weigh over 400 pounds, and 400 pounds can still do a lot of damage.
That's right. See, there's a certain amount of risk and danger in all the stunts that we perform. So if it wasn't for the stunt team watching my back, I never would have done it. It's all about teamwork.
It is indeed. And we're getting ready for the next game. Get out of here. Jared Hanks, everybody!
Thank you.
Now, all the stunts seen today are very real, as are the risks involved in performing them. The cast and crew are trained professionals who will be showing you a lot of incredible stunts, as well as the detailed preparation that goes into making each one of them happen.
Hi, Cap.
Hey, Jared.
Hi,
Cap. I'm good. Come on, one of those detailed preparations is the casting of extras. Let's hear it for Karen Walker and our audience extras! Oh, easy, easy. Watch your step, folks. Thank you so much for helping us out today. You look great in your turbans and your robes and your Reeboks. All right. Listen, I'm going to ask you to do a series of things. Just see what happens, all right? Let me see you act like a crowd. A crowd. Not a mind. Never mind. You know what? This looks like a sixth grade dance and nobody knows what to do. Let me be a little bit more specific with you. I'm so sorry. Try this. You're happy. Excellent. You're terrified. You're standing on hot coals. Hot. All right, stay with me. Lean to the right. The right. Thanks for picking the smart ones. Lean to the left. Duck. Stand up. Point. Point with the other hand. Spin. Do the wave. You're having a good time, aren't you, man? Good. Glad to hear it. What's your name, sir?
Jeff.
You having a good time? We're going to put a stop to that, Jeff. Now listen, Jeff, in every extra's life, they dream of being upgraded to a principal extra. Jeff, we're going to give you that chance today. Are you excited? Are you pumped? It's called Jeff Testing. Not reoccurring, but it's something, Jeff. Okay, now here's what's going to happen. You're going to come at me with a knife in your hand, all right? I'm going to shoot you with my trusty gun. When I do, I want you to do a slow, painful, agonizing, gut-wrenching, sound effects-filled, Academy Award-winning death scene. Right? You're going for best actor here, all right? And when you do, if you do it right, this crowd is of more than 2,000 people is going to go nuts, okay? Try to die somewhere back here, not too close to the wall, because the people in the back will be able to see you, all right? Kerry, you're going to instruct your actors how to react as he dies, all right? Are you ready? Set? Put your knife. Oh, your left hand. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Jesse. Come at me. Work it! Work it, Jeff! Yeah. Good. Don't make me shoot you again. It's a half-hour show, Jeff. That's it. Jeff Testing, everybody! Nice job, nice job. Go ahead, hit that in line. Jeff, we have a career in movies. Sell popcorn. Okay, listen, you're in luck because you're going to get a personal introduction to Indiana. Here. Y'all remember Jared Hanks, our Harrison Ford son over there?
Thank you.
Absolutely the hero. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you the lovely and talented Barry Ravenwood son double, Haley Knott!
Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming out. Hi, guys.
I can't hear y'all. Haley Knott!
Thank you.
That's better. All right. Now, Indiana and Barry are joining you in the next scene. Those of you know the bad guys are sneaking up on us. Give me a move. Very good. I was actually talking to them, but that's not a bad idea. You're a big crowd. Give it a go. Nice. Smash back. Again. Over here. That's just weird. All right, give me a thumbs up. Thumbs up. Tells me you know the movie business. You're set, ready, pay attention. We can continue. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Hi, sir, how you doing? Take a little break? Yeah? You know what? I see the problem. Jerry, take it back over to the Cairo Lift bus until we're ready. Hey, boss!
Yeah, hey, Kevin, how are we looking with the extras?
We're good, sir. Can I borrow you for a second?
All right, yeah, guys, I want to get this in one take. Let's get one, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the director as well as the stunt coordinator on the set, Mr. Robert Herrick!
Good evening. Thank you. Very excited.
He's a big man.
Welcome to the set. Pick a great day to come out. We're shooting some very exciting stunt and action sequences. You're really going to enjoy. Good to see you.
Yeah. You ready to check out the extras?
I need to grab Jay Gold. The camera works first. I'll be right there, okay? Right. Hey, Jay, what do you got?
Hey, boss. Now, boss, in this next scene, I'd like to shoot wide with camera A and camera B. Camera A, I can tell it crosses where Bobby Ashton is doing that. Change comes on B. It's coming out on the crane right now.
I see it.
Move up and shoot at 36 frames per second instead of 24. We're getting high ball slow on.
All right, that's going to look great. Slow-mo, Jay. I will sign off on it. Thank you, sir. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, my DP, I'm expecting in the director of photography, Jay Stuber.
Hey, buddy.
All right, Rich. I see the truck is in position. Ready to go?
I'll have it all wired ready for you.
All right, excellent. It goes hot now. As soon as Haley hits the back of it.
Okay,
great. So remember that. Haley, we're going for it now. Rich has that truck loaded full of explosives. The safety loops are in the back. I want you to use them, child. Good and tight. Don't waste any time getting out of that truck. I'll get the shot, okay? All right, be safe. Enjoy the ride. Okay, great. Okay, hey, Jared, that new lipstick, was there any problems at all with it?
No, sir.
All right, you're going to be ready with the cameras roll as usual?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to number one. Let's get ready to shoot then, okay? All right, let me take a look at my actors here. Hello, good to see you. Hi, Carrie. My extras, you look terrific, all of you. Thank you for helping me out. And Carrie, to tell you when she passed, you have a very important job ahead of you. I know you're a small group, but the next couple of scenes, you have to portray for me the entire population of Cairo. You gotta stay with us, Carrie?
The whole way.
That's a good idea. Good luck, guys. Have fun now. Thanks again. Kevin, lock it down.
Yes, sir. Lock it down. Carrie, you're standing with your extras. Excellent. Stunt team ready?
Nice job.
Cameras ready, please.
Standing by, Kevin.
Go ahead, roll, please. Playback, background,
and action!
Action.
Thank you.
sure we got that shot locked. Folks, as you just seen, working with explosives can be one of the more dangerous. There's certainly one of the more unpredictable stunts that any stunt person like Haley has to deal with every day. And I'll tell you something. With a gag like that we need to solve, we don't have the benefit of hindsight. We better get it right the first time, or somebody could get hurt. But take a moment to introduce you to someone here. Rich, you got a minute? This is the man responsible for rigging that last stunt. He's also responsible for all the bullet hits, the fire effects, all the loud explosions you'll see on our set this evening. Special effects supervisor and demolitions expert, Rich Dietrich.
Hello.
Thanks, boss. Yeah, you're welcome, Rich. Hey, great job on the truck. Take a moment here, Rich, and tell our guests a little bit about the dangers of working with explosives. Yeah, step up there.
When you work with explosives, it's dangerous. Thank you.
Go away. You know, kids, that's why you need to stay in school. That's a perfect example, right? Let's see if I can do that. As I was saying, working with explosives can be one of the more dangerous stunts, but I bet you'd be surprised to learn that more stunt people actually get hurt doing something that might look relatively simple to you compared to elaborate stunts like the one you just saw. Now, what am I talking about here? Fight routines. That's right. It takes a lot of timing and practice and coordination to really make it look like you're hitting somebody. You know what? We got a little time while we have a set change here. Let me show you what I mean. I'll give you a demonstration quickly here. Terry, I need to borrow one of your extras for a fight demonstration, please. Right here on the end? All right, come on out, sir. Let's give this gentleman a round of applause, everyone. We'll encourage him to come on out. Help us out. Thank you, sir. How are you? I'm great. What's your name? Abdul. Where are you from? Morocco. Wow. Welcome, Abdul. Very nice to meet you. Kevin?
Yeah?
Get me one of my guys that can really throw a punch.
No problem.
Yeah.
Tony?
Yeah?
Boss needs you to punch somebody.
All right. Abdul, we're going to do a fight demonstration. Put your fists up like you're going to fight someone. That's it. That's it. Look real mean. Now turn around. This is the guy you're going to fight. He's him. Hey, maybe not such a great idea here. Tony, I'd rather you get ready for the next scene, so I'll see you. Hey! Okay. Abdul, you're in the wrong movie. Nice. I'll tell you what, Abdul, Tony's way too big for what I had in mind. Let me find someone a bit more your size, okay? Haley, get over here. I just want to do a very simple, very basic fight demonstration. I would like you to do it, I guess, here. This is Abdul, all the way from Morocco. This is Haley. Do what she says.
Okay, thanks for coming out. I'll tell you what, let's go right over here. This is good. Now, you know what, I'm going to keep this very simple. Actually, go ahead, face me. Good. Now, keep your arms down. Don't move the muscle, and I'm going to do all the work. Okay. Well, first of all, in a fight routine, taking a punch is just as... Oh, my gosh, sure. Excuse me, sir.
Sir?
for my cast and director, Terry Walker, and all of my very talented actors. They did a great job. Both of them. Nice work, Kendall. See you all in the movie. You guys were great. You guys were great. Now, this next scene, Vivian Merritt are trying to escape an enemy camp somewhere in the North African desert. Tony, this we're ending up face to face with an iron-fisted mechanic played by our stunt actor. This is Tony McFarr. Hello, everybody. Thank you. Tony, explain to our guests the difference between a stunt actor like yourself and stunt double like Haley and Jared. Help me out, guys. Pop up.
Well, folks, being a stunt actor, it means that I'll be playing the part of the German mechanic in this next scene. That means I don't need anyone to come in and double for me. That's because I'll be doing my own stunts.
That's right. As a stunt double, it's my job to make you think that I'm Harrison Ford.
Make you think that I'm Karen Allen.
That's right. See, some big stars like Harrison Ford like to do a lot of their own stunts. But sometimes the risk of injury is just too great. If a big star were to get hurt, they have to shut down the entire production. Now, if Harrison and I do our jobs correctly, not even our own best friends can tell us apart.
Guys, let's talk over a change on making, please.
Hey, Jared, you know the difference between you and Harrison Ford?
No, what's that?
About $20 million.
Yeah, it's a lot more than that, Jared. All right, listen up, guys. I have a change. I want to bring your attention. Haley, for you, gunner up on the hill there, that's Andy. He's going to fire down on you. You'll panic, hit the controls, go in circles, all like we rehearsed. Want to get the action a little quicker. Use your machine gun on the first revolution. First time around, take it out. Got it? Okay, great. Guys, I don't have to remind you just what firepower we're dealing with out here. Stay sharp, hit those marks. Be careful, all right? Kevin, call again. Kevin, please. Now, this last scene is the culmination of all the effects that you've seen so far. One thing's certain here. What you're about to watch would not be possible without the collective efforts of the entire cast and crew working together as a team to get the shot and create what we like to call in the business a bit of movie magic. All right, guys? All right. Let's do it, Kevin. Lock it down.
Lock it down. Stand over here, lady. Thank you so much. Rich, stay with your explosives.
Yeah, I'll stand over here, Kevin.
Great.
Yeah.
And cameras.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
I think
Roll it.
Thank you.
He's coming out right now. Look. Thank you.
As always, Mike, thank you for your request. And to those of you who liked or commented on the post, thanks to you as well. So I promised you earlier my recollection of being an extra in the show. Now, okay, it started out like any other time. We were seated maybe 10 rows from the front, just to the right of the sound booth. I was wearing a football jersey, you know, from the Redskins, my favorite team. So when she called my number and the description described my shirt, it was really easy for me to make my way up front. As one of the extras, my task was to provide the villainous laugh, and let me tell you, it is your voice. It ha-ha'd right with what I was doing, so I'm assuming that there must be some serious effects being dubbed over. Then we're ushered into the far top corner where we've signed waivers and we're given costumes. Right there is where you'll wait. You'll end up missing the first scene and standing in the back or dealing with all that other stuff, but then you get a prime view for the rest of the show. As we're taken back up, I was positioned right next to the guy with the loud shirt, you know, the special extra. So I would interact with him. You know, this isn't my first time with the show, so I knew who he was. The death scene was fun, and then they split us up. I was fortunate enough to be positioned near the carpets, you know, stage left. As the action began, the carpet with the hidden swords came out right in front of me. As the fighting intensified, we were pulled over with the rest of the group in front of the mats and told just to react to what we saw. At no time did I feel in any danger. After Cairo finished, we were escorted off and released back to our seats. I made my way back to my family and my seat just as that final scene begins. All in all, if you've seen the Sun Show, try to get in it. It will provide you with a whole new perspective on how it all works. If you've never seen the Stunt Show, don't volunteer. You'll miss too much of this great program. Oh, and I promise you, if I ever get called back up front again, I will be recording it. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list. Or maybe mention us on a tweet or Facebook, Google+, or Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has improved the quality of my in-park recordings, and I thank you all so much. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.